From NPR News in Washington, I'm Korva Coleman. The National Weather Service is warning of crippling snowfall amounts in the Northeast today. Officials in Boston are bracing for what Mayor Marty Walsh says could be the storm of the century. From member station WGBH, Philip Martin has more.
Mayor Marty Walsh has warned residents not to take the impending blizzard lightly.
We've been through blizzards before, and I'm certainly confident that we are prepared. But a storm of this size poses a threat to public safety and the safety of our residents in many different ways.
The city has 800 pieces of equipment on Boston streets, says Public Works Commissioner Mike Dennehy.
Overnight's going to be a monumental task with inches per hour coming down. The fact that we have this equipment out early should put us at an advantage.
But Boston officials say the expected 2 feet or more total snowfall still poses a major challenge. For NPR News, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.
President Obama told an audience of young people in New Delhi today, India and the United States will prosper if their democracies stand together. NPR's Scott Horsley reports Obama's now on his way to Saudi Arabia to pay respects to the royal family following the death of King Abdullah.
President Obama concluded his trip to India by speaking to an auditorium filled with young people, and he delivered the same message of middle-class economics he's been stressing back at home. Obama says America wants to be a partner in the next wave of India's economic growth, but he stressed that growth has to stretch from the skyscrapers to the slums.
The aim of our work must be not to just have a few do well, but to have everybody have a chance.
Obama is the first U.S. president to make two trips to India. Given the country's growing influence, he says he probably won't be the last. Scott Horsley, NPR News, New Delhi.
Senate Democrats have blocked a vote on the proposed Keystone XL pipeline. NPR's Elsa Chang reports they want to be able to offer more amendments to the legislation.
One of the first promises the new Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell made when the new Congress started was that the Senate would work the way it used to, meaning an open amendment process where senators on both sides could help shape bills. Senate Democrats contend McConnell hasn't kept his word and tried cutting off debate before Democrats had a chance to offer up their amendments. Here's Chuck Schumer of New York.
They said they'd turn over a new leaf and go for an open process, okay? The onus is on them to do it. We're making them keep their word.
The two sides will try to work out an agreement, and it may be a week or more before the Senate votes on final passage of Keystone. Elsa Chang, NPR News, the Capitol.
Several hundred Holocaust survivors are preparing to mark the 70th anniversary today of the liberation of the Nazi concentration camp Auschwitz. They will be joined by leaders from several nations at a museum in Poland. It remembers the Nazi concentration camp. You're listening to NPR News from Washington. Lawyers for oil company BP are arguing in federal court in New Orleans against a maximum civil penalty for the nation's worst oil spill. NPR's Debbie Elliott reports BP wants the judge to consider how it responded to the 2010 disaster.
BP's first witness was a retired Coast Guard captain who testified that BP conducted an extraordinarily effective response to the disaster. He cited a wide range of tools, including burning, skimming, and applying dispersant to the millions of gallons of oil that fouled the Gulf. Current and former BP executives also testified about the extent of BP's ongoing cleanup, calling the effort proactive and sustained. The government presented its case last week, arguing BP should be fined up to $13.7 billion, given the widespread harm to the Gulf Coast ecosystem and the regional economy. Debbie Elliott, NPR News.
The owner of the NFL's New England Patriots says he believes his team didn't do anything wrong in the case of underinflated footballs. The NFL says they were used in the team's win in its AFC championship game over Indianapolis. Now, Patriots owner Robert Kraft wants the NFL to apologize to his team, coach, and quarterback.
I would expect and hope that the league would apologize to our entire team, and in particular, Coach Belichick and Tom Brady, for what they have had to endure this past week.
The NFL is currently investigating why the footballs were underinflated during the AFC championship game. I'm Korva Coleman, NPR News.